Please stand by for Now Radioactive.
Mr. and Mrs. North and South American, all ships at sea, let's go to press.
What shall we talk about?
Obama has a dream from his father, that the sins of colonialism be set right and America be downsized. America has a dream from our founding fathers, that together we must perfect liberty. And America must grow, so liberty grows.
You must unlearn what you have learned.
In every revolution, there's one man with a vision.
Well, today we'll be talking with Dr. Hello, I can't hear myself. Am I on? All right. Alex? Okay, good. Thank you, folks. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be talking with Dr. Drapkin. He's a nutritionist talking about health improving and getting in shape over age 40. And welcome today. Phone lines are open, by the way, 1-800-576-9586 if you want to call in. If not, is the doctor on the line?
Yes,
the doctor is on the line.
And did I get the name right? Drapkin?
No, it's Drapkin.
Drapkin.
I can't hear.
Drapkin. Robert Drapkin, MD, Fellow of American College of Physicians, board certified in internal medicine, medical oncology, and palliative care.
Well, that is
Mr.
Drapkin.
That's a mouthful, and it's a lot to say, and it's good to know that a doctor is concerned about being a healer, not a patcher. And that's one of the things that we want to get across to our listeners today about what kind of a doctor they need, as well as some of the things they need to be doing.
Well, thank you. That's excellent. In my training in medical school, we were taught how to treat disease. What I've trying to do now is educate people on how to prevent disease and cure the most common chronic medical conditions that we have today, which are hypertension, adult onset or maturity onset or type 2 diabetes, coronary artery disease, and dementia, to name a few things that
can be
completely eliminated. Oh.
Can I ask you a quick question? The four of those items, don't they kind of all walk hand in hand together most of the time? Because if you're neglecting your body, you pretty well, have multiple issues. And in rattling that list off, it was like, I know my husband, he lost 100 pounds. And so he took his high blood pressure from, what was the highest, 165?
I was higher than that. It was probably closer to
180. To 118. So we're quite happy,
It's just all the difference in the world, my health-wise.
Well, but not only all the difference, you're going to live longer.
Yeah, that was
These things didn't come from a doctor giving you pills. This came from your knowledge of diet and nutrition and exercise. I may be presumptuous.
No, you're right on all those points in my case. I can't speak for everybody, but
he needs to up his exercise, but that's a whole different issue. So those four items that are very crucial to staving off because they're very life debilitating.
They're very common.
They are.
You go to your doctor today and he'll say, "Well, James, your blood pressure is a little high, but don't worry about it. You're just getting older. Here, take these pills."
Right.
That's what most doctors do in the 12 to 15 minutes that they spend with you. And you're lucky if you actually get to see the doctor. Quite often you're getting what's called a doctor enhancement or a nurse practitioner or somebody else who the doctor has to sign off on.
Right.
And I think that's why we have such a sick society, because all of these chronic metabolic problems start with a little elevation of blood pressure, and then you take your pills like your doctor tells you to do, and you think you're getting better, your blood pressure may actually drop a little, but you haven't treated the cause of the high blood pressure or the cause of the insulin resistance, which is really probably the first sign that you're not healthy is when you start developing insulin resistance. What is that? That's when your cells require more insulin. They're not sensitive to it. And that sets up a whole chain reaction of chronic metabolic diseases,
right,
most of which are caused by your visceral body fat, which
right,
is caused by your lack of knowledge of what's good to eat and what's bad to eat, and from a lack of exercise as well.
Right, and so I know, because my husband was under a very rigid, and now I am, I didn't need to lose as much weight, but I developed, which I know for a fact that it's been developing, had been developing over years, a thyroid issue. And, you know, and then I gained like 40 pounds in like a month. It was just, it was amazingly. And the only thing that has moved it is this diet that he's on. It's an ideal protein, basically putting our bodies into a ketogenic, I think that's the pronunciation.
Ketonic, you know, where all yeast and sugar are basically, you don't do anything
right
at all.
And so
what happens in a ketogenic diet, I don't want to let our listeners wonder what that is. It's basically when you use your own body fat, as a source of energy for the rest of your cells.
Correct.
When you do that, your liver makes what's called ketone bodies, which is the source of energy for your other cells. It's also a bit of a diuretic, so you have to drink a lot of fluids, and it takes your body about 2 to 3 weeks to adapt to using ketone bodies as a source of energy as opposed to the sugar in your diet.
Right.
And when you cut out the sugar in your diet, you don't make fat cells.
Exactly. And the deal was, I have regained my energy that had been zapped for the last 7 years, and I don't even need coffee anymore. I like the taste of it because I developed a taste, but I don't need it, and so my body is more efficient. Now, the question you touched on, a basis of where the foods that we eat. Could the foods actually be the culprit for most of it, and the fact that they put people into a sedentary kind of life because you feel like a blob, so you just become a couch potato?
Well, it's quite possible. There are many chemicals that somehow get into our food supply, which will actually block the function of our hormones.
Mm. Wow.
And also our choice of foods. Our body has been adapted to foods which really our ancient ancestors were eating, foods that grow in the ground or walk, fly, run, or swim. When we have man-made food, like we have now, and only recently, in the last, say, 60 years, do we have so much man-made food, our bodies are not really used to some of the products that are in man-made foods.
Right, we commonly call them,
can be harmful.
Right, we commonly call them Frankenfoods because they've been recreated to, and it's just,
how many of the contents are in those foods, the body doesn't know what to do with, so it just stores it as fat.
Well, it may do more than that. It may actually cause harm and direct, it may inactivate some of your very important hormones. Mm.
Right, right.
And that's what the endocrinologists are really studying now. It's some of the chemicals in our food that block the function of our hormones.
No.
And that's a whole new area of research, which has been very important.
If I come to you with health problems, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to check my weight and my diet. Is that one of the things you're going to do, and exercise?
First thing I'm going to ask you how you feel. And that's the most important question, because most people really don't feel well, and you have to understand exactly what the problem is. We do measure people's vital signs, their blood pressure, height, and weight. We also measure their percent body fat. We try to measure their percent body fat, and we also measure their BMI because insurance companies like that. And I also want, when I talk to my patients, I'd like them to give me a diary of what they eat every day commonly. I'd like to know what's on their list of foods, and I ask them to keep a diary of what they eat, and also a little bit of a diary of how they exercise, because most people, in all honesty, don't know how to exercise, and most people don't know what's healthy to eat and what's not healthy to eat.
Right, right. I know that most of the time that if you're on the outer course of a grocery store, that's probably the best place to stay and don't go to the inner, because usually it's your fruits and vegetables. And see, I buy organic and non-GMO, so, you know, I'm looking for your, right now I'm not, but I would normally eat your organic dairy and your grass-fed organic meats, you know. And I still eat the meat and the fish and, you know, so on and so forth. And if I have turkey bacon, I buy the no nitrate. So, you know, I've done a lot of things in which to clean the diet. But is that obviously after that, then I feel like I can go out and walk. And I will tell you, the plantar fasciitis that I have been suffering with for 20 years, it's not hurting me. It's gone. And I am just like, wow, I wish I had known this 20 years ago. I would not have been in pain for 20 years.
Yeah, we have to start teaching our children what's healthy to eat and what's not healthy to eat. And right now, they're not getting that education.
No,
but
they're not.
What I like to refer to food that's healthy, it's called a primary source food. In other words, nobody's messed with it.
Gotcha.
It doesn't come in a box with a list of contents. It comes in it's there, and you pick it up, and it's not in a box. It's not in a can.
Right, like I made a shake today, with water, apple cider vinegar, kale, spinach, and some lemon juice, and
stevia.
No, I did forgot to put the stevia in. I haven't drank it yet, but I've got some stevia to throw into it. But I mean, for me, that is my easiest way to get those greens in, because I know that those are very, very vital to.
Yes, greens are important and antioxidants are important, but we sometimes overestimate the value of some of our antioxidants. Okay. You can overdo it, and the science, and there's very little science in antioxidants right now, but there certainly is a lot of science in the bacteria that live in our GI tract, and that's
right.
Really another important area, the biosome. And it's amazing what we're learning about the bacteria in our GI tract and the feedback that goes to our brain from our GI tracts because of these bacteria.
Right.
It's really all the body works together, and you should never ignore how your body feels.
Right, so basically what you're talking about is what I have commonly read as the leaky gut. Is that kind of the falling
well,
in
that? That's part of it.
Okay.
That's part of it.
Because I know the body, if it's not properly balanced, there's no way, it doesn't matter how good you eat, you're not going to absorb. Am I correct in that assessment?
Yes, there's certain things you won't be able to absorb if you don't have all of the correct ingredients in place.
Okay.
And a lot of that is determined really by what you've eaten recently in the past.
Okay.
A lot of our medications destroy that whole, the flora in our GI tract and make it difficult for us to get proper nutrition. So you have to be very careful with antibiotics.
Right. Now, because I've heard different things, you know, there's a couple different groups I look at, and of course I take and I look, and I'm in the process of getting a new endocrinologist, a new primary kind of doctor, but I'm sure she's going to address that. But is sugar itself bad, or is it the fact that there is so much refining and that we consume an overabundance of it that mixes with
my research and my writing, I find that our diet has the average diet has too much high glycemic carbohydrates, too much sugar in it.
Okay.
Because a lot of the foods we are normally eating, like bread, for instance, they take the fiber out of the bread and they add sugar.
Gotcha.
Fiber is, fiber isn't one of the most important things you must keep in your diet, and that's why I don't like smoothies, because it breaks up the fiber. I prefer to eat the fruit, never drink the fruit juice, but eat the fruit.
Okay.
If you're going to have a vegetable, eat the vegetable with the fiber, because that fiber slows down the absorption of the sugar.
Okay.
Insulin levels lower, so you make less body fat.
Gotcha.
And it's your visceral body fat that will kill you eventually.
Right, and something that I've also learned on this diet is not only the visible fats, you know, the blobby and the muffin tops and the so on and so forth, and the cellulite that you visually see when you're standing in front of a mirror without any clothes on, is also the fat that goes around our organs that is just making everyone unhealthy.
No, so are you basically...
That's true.
Go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Jim.
Are you saying are you saying bread is a whole? Visceral body fat. Go ahead.
Well, there's two main types of body fat. One is the subcutaneous body fat, which actually protects your nerves and blood vessels from trauma. That's not going to hurt you. But what will hurt you is the fat that accumulates inside your abdomen or around your intestines. You know, your belly, your beer belly.
Oh, right.
Pot belly. That's the fat that actually is an endocrine-producing organ that produces inflammatory cellular products that are that will eventually cause your body harm. Eventually, they will cause small blood vessel disease because these inflammatory products damage the blood, small blood vessels.
Mm.
And that's how you start getting dementia, kidney disease, and heart disease, is damage to these small blood vessels.
Wow.
And it comes from the products of your visceral body fat. Now, you know, people think it's normal to have, as you get older, to put on body fat. In fact, most people do put on body fat because most people start losing muscle mass in their 30s because they don't exercise. And it's quite common to see a 1% of your muscle mass loss per year. So by the time you're 50, you could have lost 20% of your muscle mass. What happens then is you're weaker and you're less active, and you tend to put on more body fat because you're not as active as you used to be.
Now, I'm looking at your blog here, and so it's important to bring up. People didn't try to supplement with taking stuff like testosterone in reference to men. And is there a danger in that? Because it's not natural. When you're taking a supplement,
well, it's natural if you wind up with a very low level of testosterone. If your body's producing less than the normal amount, bringing your body level up to normal is a good thing because your body will function better. You'll actually lose visceral, and you'll lose visceral body fat. You'll put on some more muscle. You'll recover from exercises better.
Mm.
So in general, if you have normal hormone levels, you don't need to supplement them. But you have to understand that exercise, good exercise, will actually raise your normal level to a higher normal level.
Right, it'll bring it back.
Makes you feel good.
Right,
makes it'll you feel good.
Yeah, bring it back to it's like a help me help you kind of thing. You know, it's the overall wellness of the whole body. And so when you're talking about exercise, because your book is predominantly for people over 40, what do you recommend?
I recommend a healthy lifestyle. Quite often people get caught up in diets alone,
right,
and they don't exercise. So what really bothers me is the fact that you have to understand how your body works. Your body wants to keep you right where you are all the time.
Oh, sure.
So if you go on a diet, you're taking in fewer calories than your body needs. Your brain knows that and will try to fight you.
Right.
Quite often weight loss doctors will say, okay, we can fix that. Take these pills. These are supplements that are called diet pills. Now, they do work. There's no question that diet pills work. How do they work? They raise your body's metabolic rate because that the brain is trying to slow down because it realizes you don't have the calories.
Right.
And the diet will suppress your appetite. But most people don't realize that exercise will do exactly the same thing. It will increase your metabolic rate. It will decrease your appetite. So you don't, if you, and the problem with taking diet pills and losing a lot of weight just by diet alone is what happens is your body composition stays the same. You're just a smaller, weaker person. You still have the same percentage body fat, the same percentage muscle, or maybe even less, because you don't exercise.
Right,
the only,
exactly.
The healthy thing is to exercise and lose the body fat because your diet has good things in it, and your exercise makes your cells more energetic. Exercise adds those little mitochondria, which are like little batteries, to all of your cells. And exercise makes your cells sensitive to insulin, which is the opposite of type 2 diabetes. So you really can't get away from having some form of exercise in order to have a healthy lifestyle. And if people would just watch what, you know, eat food that is primary sourced, exercise, and keep track of their weight.
Now, again, what, for those who may not remember, what's primary, when you say primary source, what does that mean?
Means it grows in the ground, walks, flies, runs, or swims.
Has
not
it,
messed with.
Okay.
Right, right, right.
So, you're basically saying try to avoid GMOs, basically.
Try to avoid anything that's man-made as far as your food is concerned.
Right.
Okay.
Because we make food because we want to sell food. We make food because we want to put the cheapest possible ingredients in it and make the most money.
That's right.
And that's why we used corn syrup and why we put in sugar, because the government actually pays farmers to grow corn.
I know.
And that's why sugar and corn syrup is so cheap, and it's a sweetener, and it's killing a lot of people right now.
Right. Today. I've heard that's like seriously one of... I mean, it's if I was given something that said corn syrup or sugar, like maybe an organic raw sugar, I'll take the organic raw sugar because I know it's less... But I would rather do honey, you know, a good honey or, you know, or a stevia or just, can I get away with not doing it, you know, kind of thing.
You can get away by having some fruit.
Exactly. That's sure. I would rather do fruit. I'm a berry person. So on this particular jumpstart, because it's really the only thing, I have lost 21 pounds. Nothing was moving the dial before this. And so I was like desperate. And my husband, he did it first. And I mean, he was grossly overweight and, you know, had a metabolic age of it almost
67.
Yeah. 69.
There was one time I actually weighed even more. And I was joking. I used to say I was twins and I have the pictures to prove it.
But, you know, and it's like, wow, you know, that's like 15, 14, 16 years more than your actual age, and you're going, wow, now I'm going to slip into the grave quicker than...
Go ahead, Jim.
Now I'm down to 39. Apostolic age, I think
no, metabolic age.
Metabolic age, that's what they call it.
Well, that's terrific. That's really impressive. That's very good.
Yeah,
most
but
people
I
can't do that.
I have to
most
do exercise now to maintain it and to go the next level.
Well, we're going to take how long a break
real quick? About 2 minutes.
So stay on the line, doctor, because you've got some great information we want to go into the next thing,
okay? Talking
next
about,
phase.
You know, different things to get you on track for those,
sure.
Wherever people are.
And to talk about your book more.
Yes. We'll be back, folks.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord. This is Brother Dan with the Prayer Time for You program. Do you need prayer? Or do you have a testimony you want to share? Call us on our toll-free numbers, 1-855-999-PRAY. That number once again is 1-855-999-7729. And join us weekends, Saturday mornings at 10:30 a.m. and Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock p.m. here on KKMC 880 a.m. And remember, God loves you.
Ian Ralston was a combat medic who was injured in Iraq. When I met Ian, I knew he had to help him get his housing grant and auto grant and every benefit to live as normal a life as possible. My name is Jason Stevenson, and I work for Paralyzed Veterans of America.
PVA has helped hundreds of thousands of veterans get the care and benefits they've earned, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
This is KKMC, Gonzales, Salinas, Monterey, Santa Cruz.
It's all about you getting involved. That's why it's Now Radioactive. Now, back to the show.
And if you're just joining us, this is James. Across from me is Kelly. You want to pick up the recapitulation?
Yes, I do. I am just like...
Who's our guest again?
Dr. Drapkin.
Yes.
Dr. Robert Drapkin. And where are you located?
I'm located in... My new office is in Tampa, Florida.
Okay.
I live in St. Petersburg, Florida.
That's where my mom grew up.
he's an expert on health and nutrition and all kinds of stuff. And your big thing is that you're actually even a bodybuilder in your own
That's
right.
That's very impressive.
And did you want to mention how old you are, or is that a problem?
I'm 71, Jim.
Okay. Wow. You don't. I've seen the pictures. I've seen the pictures on your website. And I'm like, wow! I'd be happy if I looked half that good.
Well, appreciate that, but I really appreciate the opportunity to tell you about my book, which took over a year of research to do. But basically, my book is on Amazon.com, and it's called "Over 40 and Sexy as Hell."
Now, oh, wow!
I'm a scientist. My publisher insisted on that title.
Oh, brother.
And I went along with it. But it's really a roadmap for both men and women of almost any age, adults of almost any age. And it tells you how to exercise, what to do when you get to the gym so you don't waste your time. It tells you what to eat and how to keep track of things. Because if you can measure your progress, you can control what's going on in your body.
Right. And I
Most
know
diets fail because people's bodies change, and you have to change what you do as your body changes.
Right, and you know this. We're in May, and probably all those gym memberships back in January that everybody was hot and heavy, they're probably starting to see it dwindling down. Those who actually are very committed are seeing more machines available to exercise on, because people lose, because they're like a salmon swimming upstream, because they just think exercise but I can, you know, I can eat garbage still, you know. They don't do a full, like you said, a lifestyle change.
Well, and what can you say, what would be the thing you would say the most? If somebody comes to you and says, I want to do this, but I don't think I can stick to it, what would be your advice?
My advice is very simple. Nobody can do this for you. We have only three things that we control: our diet, our exercise, and our supplements. Those are the only things we have. So you have to measure what your weight, or measure something frequently so you know if you're getting better or getting worse. And you have to be able to change as your body changes. So I think you have to be a little flexible in your thinking, and you have to measure your body weight, for instance, and you have to learn about what works and what doesn't work for you. Most people, myself, in my book, I describe going to the gym on my own for over a year and getting nowhere, absolutely nowhere. Then I met someone who had a master's degree in muscle kinetics, and he taught me basically how to get the most out of my exercise.
Wow.
You really have to exert yourself in the gym, and exert yourself for a small period of time. You don't need to spend hours in the gym. You can spend, 30 minutes three times a week, or say maybe 40 minutes three times a week, and get all the benefits you'll ever get.
Right.
You just have to know what works. And what works is intensity. Mm. You have to exercise with some degree of intensity. And once you do that, your cells are energized and they're the best they're going to be. Hello?
Yeah, that's fine. How would you recommend if somebody was, not in the best shape and they can't exactly exert themselves? Would you recommend starting with a diet and then doing light exercises to build up to the next level?
Yes, I recommend. That's exactly correct. First, you have to eat properly. And you can, in the beginning, when you're not a trained athlete, you can get by with very low intensity and still make improvements. But your body will change and adapt to that. And so
gotcha.
You have to gradually increase your intensity.
Right.
You can start very low. It's not a, that's important is to start. Any exercise is good. It's better than no exercise.
Exactly. But and it's, like somebody says, I want to go run a marathon. You don't start running 36 miles. You start by running a half a mile and building up and, so on and so forth. And
or,
so it's
or like
the
a
same.
Great musician who practices and practices and practices. You got
and
it.
Then he becomes,
and
yeah.
Then he's
proficient.
Ready to play Carnegie.
But, we've learned a lot in the gym from people who do physical therapy.
Mm.
Who work with people who start out injured and can't do things. We've learned a tremendous amount about how the body does improve. It will improve. And you just have to increase your exercise program as your body changes. You can't really do the same thing every week and expect to improve. You'll get to a certain level and you'll plateau. Like in a diet, like most diets will plateau. Then you have to change something.
Right, right.
You cannot, Weight Watchers' business plan is to sell the same diet to each customer four different times.
Gotcha. Wow.
Because people will say, gee, I tried Weight Watchers, it really worked. Then I went off of it for some reason, and now I have to go back on it because it's my fault. It's not your fault.
Right.
Your body is going to fight you, and the only way you can win this battle is to do healthy exercise with a healthy diet and keep you, and that way your body won't fight you.
Right.
It will improve.
Right.
And you'll be happier and more energetic, and you will live longer. You won't get the chronic metabolic diseases that seem to be killing most of our population.
Right. And I know, the type 2, every time I turn around, somebody I know is, my brother-in-law went from just the pills to the injections. My father-in-law takes the pills. My mother-in-law, she's on an injectable. And it's like it just, diabetes just progressively gets worse if you don't manage it or, remove it from your system.
One of the other reasons why I lost weight because, my dad has it and I was definitely, the doctor said I was definitely a candidate for it. He said,
blood tests were all showing.
Oh, my blood tests were. I was heading right towards it, and the last thing I wanted to do was that. I just wanted to read a couple of reviews about on your book because I was looking for something, and this is a perfect. It said it's hard to completely stick to a diet and workout plan without knowing how your body works and why you're doing what you're doing. Over 40 or 60 is hell. Pardon my language. Breaks it down to you for you, and it's an incredible guide to get you in shape at any age. That's what I thought was really good.
That's a great review.
Right. That's why, being fit is a lifestyle, and this book review harps on this. The author keeps it simple and straight to the point so you can see and feel results. And that was, I don't normally read reviews, but this one was basically what I was trying to get across, how does it break down your book? So it's really not about age. It's about, anybody can do this if you're over 40.
If I can do it, anybody can do it. You see my picture when I was 48? I was in bad shape.
Wow. So is it because doctors just don't want to take, you go through med school, you learn all this, and then...
No, you don't. You don't learn med school.
You don't learn this, but you learn other things, but you're like, I can't heal, you know.
So what actually do they often teach you in medical school?
Doctors learn how to treat diseases.
Oh, that's right. You were saying that. Yeah. Okay.
They learn how to treat abnormal findings on a blood test.
Mm.
They don't. Most doctors don't have a healthy. A lot of doctors don't have a healthy lifestyle. The gym isn't filled with physicians.
Mm.
But the thing is, you can cure the disease with diet and exercise, but you can't cure diabetes or hypertension with pills.
Right.
You can't. You're not treating the cause.
Right.
The cause is an unhealthy lifestyle, and the CDC, Center for Disease Control, our government, says that in the CDC's recommendations. It says lifestyle changes are the major cause of our medical problems.
Mm.
So the CDC is right on. They're an excellent source of information. They tell you do diet and do exercise and two kinds of exercise, you know, cardio and resistance training.
Mm.
You need both. I mean, and the CDC is absolutely correct. My book is a little more advanced. It takes what the CDC recommends and sort of explains why it works and how to even make it more efficient. And it's all there in the book, the latest up-to-date research on staying healthy and living longer and enjoying life because you're more energetic and can do more.
Right, and I think that was, I know we had our children in our, well, I had three children by the time I was 25, so I mean, I was young. And I had the energy, and now I'm a grandma of six, and I'm 52, and 7 years ago, and it got worse, you know. And then I got caught in that conundrum of first the doctor gave me one pill, then it was great because my migraine headaches were gone. But then I creeped up. I got 10 pounds there and then another 10, you know, and it creeps up. It creeps up. And what they don't tell you is unless you're reading every little thing, and I wasn't thinking, and pretty soon, you know, another. And then my body just said, forget it. We're not doing nothing. And then I gained another 40 pounds.
And my doctor basically told me I was weighing 250, I think it was. And he told me to lose weight. And I thought about it and I didn't. And then I gained probably another 25 pounds, you know. And then I did feel like, I jokingly say, I felt like Jabba the Hutt. I just felt like a slug. I did not feel like doing anything. And
we had to tie his shoes.
I couldn't even tie my own shoes, let alone, going up and down stairs was starting to get bad. And I was, starting to get, worn out. And I'm like, wait, that's only five or six steps, and that gives me trouble?
Right.
It was pretty bad. So I finally, had seen somebody else who'd done the one particular diet, and I decided to take the next step and be responsible for my own health. I keep telling everybody, be your own doctor, and I wasn't doing it myself.
Right, exactly. And so basically you're telling, and in a nutshell of your book, you're saying basically take control of your life because if nothing ever changes, nothing will ever change. And if you don't do these things, you will stay in this conundrum and die earlier than you should.
Yeah, and this knowledge that is so important, it will save our country so much. You know, we talk about debt. I mean, the biggest expenses are from these chronic metabolic diseases, which are totally due to our unhealthy lifestyles.
Right.
And that can all be completely eliminated. And I'm so enthusiastic about this for one reason. I didn't learn this in medical school until I started treating obesity.
Mm.
I didn't know much about how to treat obesity until I actually started treating it. And I didn't know much about diet until I went on a diet. And I didn't know much about exercise until I started to exercise. These were learning processes for me. And I started in the gym when I was, in my around 49 or 50. I say my first day in the gym was when I was when I was 50. And it just was a whole new world opened right up. And it's so important. So important.
Right. And all you have to do is just so DVR the show and, or watch it on a device while you're exercising or something, I'm thinking, but just get out there and or get away from technology and, you know, and
read
just
my book.
Yeah, and read your book.
Read my blogs. Read my blogs. Go to drrobertmdfacp.com. Read my blogs, and you'll have the latest up-to-date information on diet, exercise, and your health.
Right, and I think that's like.
It's not just totally you're not
key.
Just a doctor. You're not just a.
But you're living it.
Yeah, you're actually your own patient, so to speak.
And you every day, and I'm 71, and I have more energy than I had when I was 50.
Wow,
you would think otherwise.
Just took a trip to South America to work as a doctor there down there.
I go to Guatemala frequently. That's correct.
Kind of like traveling doctors,
country.
Right?
Beautiful country.
Is it like a traveling doctors thing you do?
I have participated in that, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But I enjoy the mountain, fresh mountain air, 70 degrees year round. I don't want to be an advertisement for Guatemala, but it's a wonder.
But you would be an advertisement to get out and go somewhere you like to do and get into the air. With some people, it could be the ocean. Others, it could be, you can go to Yosemite, somewhere. Just get out and go, folks. Get away from always all the technology. We're not telling you to dump everything. We're just saying take a break every once in a while.
Go on a bike
ride. Get away
from
technology and enjoy nature and get some exercise and enjoy what a wonderful country we really have.
Right, and I'm looking forward to getting a very basic bike, not a 10-speed, just a very basic bike, because we've got some beautiful trails right along the ocean here in Monterey that I can go from, Fisherman's Wharf all the way over to Marina practically. And
bike riding is so wonderful.
Exactly,
so wonderful.
But 3 months ago, no way. No way, no how. See, yeah, it wasn't going to happen. But now I know my body is working. It's doing that efficiency. And yes, I will have to always portion control and watch what I eat, because I am not going to go back there at over 200 pounds again. There is just no way. I finally am down below the 200-pound mark. And I'm 5'8", I should be like 149 pounds. And I had been there once upon a time ago.
This is not a race.
Right, exactly.
And if it was a race, it's a race won by the turtle.
Sure, exactly.
One small step in the right direction every day, and that's all you need to do. Right.
Exactly. And I think that's really, what I'm really taking away from the conversation that we're having, and I'm sure that you talk about that.
I have a lot more questions to ask too. I was on the types of foods that like in rice and breads. Are there certain types we should be looking for if we're going to eat those foods or not?
Well, I don't eat bread. I love to eat bread, but I don't eat bread because it has most bread doesn't have the fiber, and it does have the sugar. But there are some certain very healthy breads that are man-made that have a lot of vegetables in the bread itself. They don't really taste like bread, and I think those are healthy products.
Well, how many grams should there be in bread, for example? Like I have one in front of me that I bought. And I don't want to name the store necessarily. It's got 2 grams of fiber per slice and 5 grams of protein per slice. It does, and it's got two grams of sugar. Is that going to be in the ballpark of what it should be?
Well, as long as you don't eat too much of that, it's fine. It has protein in it, which is good. It doesn't have very much fiber. I like to see 6 to 8 grams of fiber in my if I'm going to eat a carbohydrate.
Gotcha.
I generally stick to sweet potatoes. Mm. I generally stick to sweet potatoes, occasional white potatoes, and mostly the greens, the vegetables and fruits. Especially berries, because they have the highest fiber content.
Mm, right, right.
You do need the fiber in there. Fiber is something you don't digest, but it just slows down the absorption of all your nutrients, especially the sugars that are naturally in your foods. I try to stay away from man-made food, even though some of the man-made bread products have some protein in it. It's usually soy protein, and it's not the... if you're lucky, it's soy protein, and pea protein, by the way, is excellent.
Okay, yeah.
It's a great source of protein. So as long as if you don't have too much of that bread, in other words, you have it for maybe one meal as your carbohydrate source, that's fine. And, you know, it depends on your goals. You know, if your goal is to gradually stay where you are, or to lose a pound a week, or half a pound a week, or quarter of a pound a week, as long as you're measuring something and getting there, and as long as you get the essential macronutrients, the proteins, the carbs, and the fat. Everybody needs fat in their diet. Everybody needs protein. Everybody needs carbohydrate. It's just a balance of how much. What works for me may not work for you, but I do 40% protein, 30% carbs, 30% fat.
Now, right, what about rice? Is brown better, right? or is white better?
Well, it doesn't matter to me, because if you really look at the contents of all the rices, they're pretty much the same, brown rice or white rice. So a little bit of rice, say a half a cup a day, is fine as a good source of high glycemic carbohydrate. That's another good option. You have to have some carbs. You have to have carbs in your diet. You have to, and you have to have good fat in your diet.
Right. I love coconut oil and olive oil. They're my two go-tos. And
olive oil is so important. Yeah. It's the only oil that I use. Okay. And I've heard good things about coconut oil, and I have some coconut oil in one of my protein shakes, and it works very well for me.
So you
can have your bread, Jim. Right. You can have the bread as long as you
just keep track of it.
You said your protein powder. Is that one that you buy or one that you've had formulated?
Well, it's a good question. I think that you have to be careful where your protein powder comes from, because some of the protein powders or some of the protein drinks were studied in Consumer Reports and found to have a high concentration of lead, mercury, and some other exotic metals. So you have to be careful source of protein you use. The milk comes from the cows, and the cows have to be off antibiotics.
Right.
And fed with grass. So I trust my protein from Australia.
Now, would you then recommend strictly a plant-based protein type drink stuff?
Yes. Well, I would recommend whey protein from cows from Australia.
Gotcha. Well, that's good to know, because I know our food chain in America is really pathetic, you know, so
it's all, like we talked about, it's all about quantity, not quality. And that's the problem you run into.
Right.
Yesterday we had on a guest who's a local grower, does everything organic, non-GMO seeds. And it's, he's just around the corner from in our neighborhood here.
So we were promoting because,
again,
we want
healthy.
To eat local, eat, and you know, farm to table and nothing flat practically.
And one of the reasons we had you on, Doctor, was that we're all about empowerment. We help people make better choices. Unless people are so poor they can't afford to buy a book, they should buy at least, a book and try to learn better from themselves. And more information
makes $9.
Yeah, the ebook, folks, is only $9, and you can actually you can read that on it. Well, the paperback's a little bit more, but you can get a used copy for $29. I'm looking at Amazon right now, just as a thing. But the Kindle is only $9, and you can read that in any device, a computer,
exactly,
a pad of
phone.
Any kind, right? Exactly, your phone. So it can be done. If you have any means to do that, folks. So it is available.
Well, yeah,
this has been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of fun, Jim.
And you just put some money on your Amazon account. So
you want me to buy it? Are you wanting me to get it?
You betcha I do, because
that.
I think that I don't think that you can have too many resources that you're right in there. Everything that I have read over the last couple of years, now that I'm implementing it, it's totally sound. I'm excited because you are a living testimony, because, like you said, you know, when you're 50, and stuff. So I think it's really cool.
I did want to point out, we do come from a point of faith, and the Bible's very clear about what the Heavenly Father says. I set before you life and death, blessings and cursings, and He tells us to choose life. And I tell people all the time, if you're not eating right, are you choosing life?
All right. So
they're not because they don't if you don't take into you know, we need to be aware of everything that we do, folks. All of our actions have an impact in everything we do. If you do the right thing, you know, consequences don't mean something bad. People forget that. Good consequences, if they start learning how to do some things, the results are going to be good health and exercise. Like you said, I just want to go back to some things real quick. So you're saying exercise at wherever you are, even a minimal amount can make a difference until you can do more. Just getting, yeah, you know, people want to just sit and not do anything. And I'm like, why don't you just hook yourself up to an IV and check into a hospital, because that's what you're doing. You save the steps. Get out there and do something, folks.
Exactly.
Whatever right. little bit you the can.
Activity is so important. Your body does not adapt well to inactivity.
Hmm.
I love gardening, so.
That's why my mom passed away probably 20 years earlier than she should have, because she just basically stopped doing less and less for herself and wouldn't do anything. And she
we do have the bodies of long distance runners, whether we like it or not. We have long legs, we have elastic heels. We have when we get overheated, we sweat. We don't pant, right. And we have small toes and long legs. So we're really athletes. We were all born to be an endurance athlete.
Hmm. Yeah, I used to run in high school and college.
I want to give the website again. We're just about out of time. It's Dr. Drapkin.
Dr. Robert MDFACP.com.
That's DrRobertMDFACP.com. Did I get it?
And we will have.
You got it, Jim.
We will have that on file here for anybody if you missed it.
Right. Or you can even go to Amazon, is one of the places that lists it, and you just look, even if you just punch in his name or over 40.
And I'm going to go ahead and
put
a blurb on it on our website too.
That would be good too, right.
And so if anybody needs some more information, certainly go and.
And we'll have to have you come
right
back
off.
And talk some more, because we just scratched the surface. There's no way we can cover all of it.
We did.
So.
Well, thank you so much.
Enjoy this so much.
Thank you so much for all your knowledge in imparting it to
and thanks
everyone.
Thanks for taking the steps to take care of yourself so that we can all learn from it.
Absolutely.
By your example.
Thank you.
You know, and we thank you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Thank you. We will. We'll try to stay healthy. And we, as always, we want to thank you, our listeners, for listening. Thanks so much.
Listen to Now Radioactive. Thanks for listening. We want to let you know that the views and opinions of this program are not necessarily those of the station or management. If you'd like more information, you can call us at 831-424-5562. Or you can go to nowradioactive.com. Be sure to join us next time for another edition of Now Radioactive, NRA.